Civic duty. Civic duty, civic duty. I failed. Bad day. Caught that fucking train. You know what? It's funny because this morning I said I'll be okay as long as I don't hit that train. As long as I don't hit a train, I'm gonna be okay. What happened? I hit a train. I wasn't okay. Then I get my test handed back to me and it's an 80%. Sweet. Wow. There's like the guilty relief because you need an 80 to pass. So I've got an 80. I'm super pumped, but I'm like super, like it didn't go well. I did not feel right about the test at all. I thought for sure I failed. Didn't feel good about it at all. Just totally fucked. Pretty sure I'm gonna fail tomorrow too. Then I'm gonna get removed from the program. Everyone's gonna laugh at me. I'm gonna be a big, gigantic disappointment. But yeah, so there's that guilty relief, 80%, wow, you know? And we decide we're going to review, we're going to go over the tests, we're going to review everything. And, you know, we're going to make jokes, whatever, about this is how, like, oh, you know, we'll see if we screwed up our marks or anything like that. All that shit, and I make the joke of what if it turns out that you guys marked something right when it was actually wrong, and it makes a difference between a pass and a fail. Ha ha ha, whatever, whatever, joke, joke, joke. And then, well, sure as shit. I mean, of course, that would happen. Yeah, of course that would happen. Of course I would be honest and tell them. Of course I would fail. By one fucking mark. By one fucking mark, of course I would fucking fail. Day late and a dollar short. So now I gotta rewrite tomorrow, and if I fail tomorrow, then I'm fucked, and it's over. All because I let myself get tricked on a bunch of different, I got tricked on three different questions, but I also, like, yeah, I mean, you could look at it two ways. Well, was it three questions? No, it's two questions that I got tricked on. But fuck. All it took. Oh my God. No. I'm not going to embarrass myself more by talking about it. Well, what's going to happen is I'm going to let this fucking recording go for a little while. So I chip away on the megabytes. But unbelievable. Fuck me. One fucking mark. All I had to know was the owner true or false, the owner is the one responsible for the vehicle. No, the owner is not the driver. I'm the owner of my car. But when I'm driving a commercial vehicle as a professional for somebody, oh, there goes my fucking wedding ring. And it might as well fall off. Because my wife's going to divorce me because I'm such a fucking loser. The owner is the person who owns the business, not the fucking driver. The driver is the one responsible. But get that fucking right. If I know how to... Oh my God. If I know how to fucking recognize a question properly, if I'm not fucking R-worded... Then I get... I'm gonna go bomb SGI. No, because, you know what? No, bomb your fucking brain. Because you're so fucking stupid. Like, that's probably a question that where they actually weren't even trying to trick you. They're literally not even trying to trick you. You're just so stupid. So fucking stupid that you get tricked by that. But that's not even, like, plain as day. They're not even trying to trick you. Like... It's so embarrassing. It's so bad. Like, how the fuck do you get tricked by that? The owner. No, the owner is not you. You're not the owner of your Honda Civic. You're the... Like, you're not driving your Civic. You're driving somebody else's fucking truck. You're the driver. You're not the owner. False. Boom. And then I fucking pass. And I don't gotta stress out for... Unbelievable. Unbelievable how much of a fucking loser you are. So bad. So fucking bad, man. So bad. Unbelievable. Fucking loser. Bad day. A very bad day. Unbelievable. Like, the work... Whatever. I mean, really... blame it on anybody but myself. fucking mark. Just had to read the fucking question. Oh my god. Owner driver. 60 PSI, 20 PSI. Like, there's all these fucking... Oh my god. This is almost as bad as when you have a racquetball match that you just lose, barely. And there's all kinds of easy shots. All kinds of times you had match point. I basically had match point 3 times. And had easy setups. Easy, like, here you go. Or even, like, hold up and you get an avoidable. Instead, I hit my shot and skip it. And all you took the shot, no avoidable. Like, it was basically like, hold up. All I gotta do is not take the shot because the guy's right in front of me. And somehow I managed to take the shot and skip it at my feet. And end up losing the match. That's basically what I did. Unbelievable. So bad. It's so fucking bad. Did I say the R word? Like the actual R word? I might have. I'm so mad that I might have actually said it. I'm sorry if I did. I'm not supposed to say that word anymore. But I am actually, like, I think I am actually mentally challenged. Pretty fucking close. Something got just barely right in the birth of me. Although, you know what? Like, I'm more fucking stupid than... I'm not going to talk anymore because I'm just going to say something. Like, there are mentally challenged people that are better at functioning life with, like, for the amount of disadvantages they have in their life and how they're able to get through their life so much more successfully than I am, and I'm not mentally challenged as far as I know. Like, what a fucking joke, man. What a fucking joke. It's so fucking... And now I gotta look after the kids until 8 p.m. I can't even start studying until they go to bed. Because Lisa's gotta work late. What a fucking loser. Such a fucking loser. I hate myself so much. Just fuck up after fuck up after fuck up. With, like, simple fucking shit. Like, how the fuck do you fuck that up? That's so fucking bad. It's like I like this. I don't. You'd think that I like it. Because it happens so much. And I talk about it. And I make fucking podcasts about it. You think that I enjoy this. Meanwhile, I want to fucking die. I want to kill myself. I was literally thinking about when Lisa divorced. Like, the other day, had a rough night. Had a bad night. Bad resolution of the night. Had a fight. Didn't go well. And I'm laying in bed and I'm like, how am I going to kill myself if I get divorced? Like, how am I going to do that? Like, probably jump off a bridge. That's kind of the easiest way, I think. But then the whole way down, your endorphins kick in and all you can think is, no, I want to live. Boom, you're dead. That's not a good way to go out. I don't want to go out regretting my decision. But I'm actually tangibly thinking about ways to kill myself right now. I think that would be the way to do it. So if Lisa says I want a divorce, then I think we go jump off a bridge. Or drive off a bridge, maybe. The last guy who owned this car did kill himself. That's a shoot. That's the truth. Maybe this car is cursed. So if I drive off a bridge, maybe I'm ending the curse. Maybe everyone who owns this car kills themselves. So, you know, if I kill myself by jumping off a bridge, then somebody will own the car and then maybe they'll kill themselves too. So if I can find my wedding ring. There it is. Unreal. Fuck. Unbelievable. I don't even want to be alive.
The worst thing is I'm just going to sit here and be depressed. I've got an hour until I got to pick these fucking kids up. I could study, but I'm not capable of that right now. So fucking upset. Fuck is the lentil soup?
Oh, there it is.
And of course I forgot that. How the fuck did I fuck that up? The owner is responsible. No, the fucking driver. Fuck. Unbelievable. How do you fuck that up? The driver, not the owner. The owner, like, what the fuck, man? You don't own your truck. Fuck. God damn it. So bad, man. That question. And then I'm through the stress of this one test. There's more tests that I have to write later that I can stress about, but like, I wouldn't be stressed about this one.
And he's got to lay that down, learn a lesson, let's
Fuck. I just had to read the fucking question properly. Fuck. Unbelievable. God. Like, I don't... I'm so fucking upset. Like, I can't possibly pass tomorrow. It's like... all those times where I lost tough quarterfinals and wasn't able to play for fifth. I did that tons of times. Tough quarterfinal, heartbroken, eighth place. Go from having a chance for top four to ending up eighth. Like, that's where I'm at. I can't possibly recover and pass tomorrow's test. Unbelievable. All I had to do. That's all it fucking took. Big giant setup. Fuck. I had another one. Should have been easy too. I fucked that one up also. And that one was worth 2 marks. 4%. Fuck! Okay, I guess I'm just gonna fucking sign off now. Thanks for listening. Hope you're doing well. See you later.